Welcome to the PreparedX Podcast, your complete source for crisis, emergency, business continuity, and security preparedness interviews, news, and much more. Now, your host, he creates chaos for a living, Rob Burton.
Hello, and welcome to episode 31 of the PreparedX Podcast. In this podcast, I will be talking to you about horizon scanning. And so it's a tool that corporations, their crisis management teams can use to help them identify potential threats to the organization before they raise their ugly heads. We found that organizations that implement this process or a horizon scanning process into their crisis management team and utilize it as a tool, they really benefit from holistically looking at potential threats across the organization. And I'll talk in a little bit more detail about how they do that. But it's certainly a good tool, and I'm hoping in the next 10 minutes here I can talk you through the horizon scanning and the benefits of it. And so, you know, the agenda really, I'm just going to go through what is horizon scanning, and I'm going to go and talk a little bit about some of the benefits towards the end of this this podcast. But really, like anything else in business, you know, certainly in other areas of crisis management, emergency management, security management, business continuity, we always start off with assessing what our risks are. So if we use business continuity as an example, typically that starts with a business impact analysis. So what are our exposures, and how are we going to fill those gaps by implementing plans and testing those plans? And so no different with emergency management, common risk assessment in that environment is a risk assessment that's conducted around a facility, maybe an oil and gas facility, could be one of your manufacturing sites, and you're really looking from a health and safety and security standpoint, you know, what are the issues that could raise their ugly heads, and how do we mitigate against those? And so at the corporate level, horizon scanning, this is really at the corporate level, kind of like the next level up, and it's bringing all those risks together and trying to identify any new ones that we may not be thinking about. And so as a team comes together, they really, you know, need to think about, you know, the various issues that could raise their ugly heads. And again, it may not be specific down at the site level, but it may be at the corporate level that may impact the reputation of the organization if these things were to unfold. And so it's a cross-functional activity. So the crisis management team should be made up of various areas of the business. And that really helps when you're conducting horizon scanning activities, because you can really get a sense of what might be going on in one area of the business that you weren't sure of, and there may be something in another area of the business that actually, when these two areas of the business connect and these two operations come together, or two changes in business processes, could be a whole host of things, when they come together, it may actually cause or potentially cause or potentially a threat may be created because of these two things aligning. So that's why the cross-functional team is very important. I'll just read out here from, and this is from the British Standards Institute, and this is a crisis management guidance and good practice, BS 11200, and this is the 2014 version of that standard. And it's a systematic examination of potential threats, opportunities, and future developments which may have the potential to create new risks or change the character of risks already identified. And so that's how they define it within that particular standard. If you can get to the stage where you as an organization have this as a formal discipline built into the crisis management team, that is, I think, advisable. It could start off potentially as a quarterly activity where the teams come together. And I've seen this in exercises and training where teams have come together and they've cross-functionally got together and had discussions where are our weaknesses right now? Have we got any special projects that are ongoing that may impact us? And so this is a lot of the preparedness work that really helps potentially identify threats, or if threats are already there, you know, put some real detailed plans around how you would respond to them as an organization. So it's all about the preparedness piece. It should be a facilitated event, and it should be a regular event, like I mentioned, quarterly. And you know, if it's done monthly, then that's obviously advanced. But certainly quarterly, the team getting together, it should be documented, and it should be, you know, part of your improvement process. What else do I have here on that? So that's kind of like the overview of that there. If you're already conducting risk assessments in other areas of business, we're not, you know, this is not meant to repeat or, you know, duplicate any of that effort. So if there's already a process somewhere else in the business that specifically targets one area of the business, you know, you could potentially utilize that process for the crisis management team. So the crisis management team is looking at all the various elements of risk or risks that could potentially impact the business. And a good activity to go through. And it can be fairly quick as well. We've done these in training and exercises before, where, you know, we've spent 45 minutes, broke the teams down, split them up into a couple of teams, sent them away, and sent them away to think about the various exposures that the organization may have. We typically, you know, 90% of the lists that come back from the two or three teams, are the same, but you always have some thoughts and some ideas from other individuals that are concerned about various aspects of risks that are different from those two different teams. So it's quite interesting when you conduct this activity. You know, the advantages then really of horizon scanning, it's fairly obvious this will create a higher level of readiness within the organization. It will really help bring together relevant personnel on a regular basis. And so that will build trust. And you hear that all the time within crisis management teams. If we work together on a regular basis, we can build that trust. Then in the midst of a crisis, in the midst of something that's high-pressure situation, we can lean upon each other and we trust because we've worked together through these various challenges previously. I think it's also an opportunity to continually have situational awareness of these potential threats throughout the organization. And so it's a good opportunity for the discussions around threats to the business on a regular basis, where we can share what our concerns are with the team that's cross-functional, and that team can go back and then obviously, you know, pass those concerns along. And this information may not just come from individuals. You may have teams on the ground that are feeding this, you know, their concerns in, and that's really important as well, that we get feedback from all areas of the business if there are any concerns. Even if you think it's, you know, something that's not relevant or something that's maybe silly but you're not sure, then it's best to have those conversations, because something may come up that will, you know, that could be a potential issue, and it's worth discussing and certainly documenting those. Obviously, it raises concerns of potential threats before they unfold. That's really important. You may develop some detailed plans around some issues that are really of high concern based on some horizon scanning activities that you conduct. And based on that, you'd be better prepared for if they do unfold. You're ready to go. You have a specific plan in place to be able to respond, or at least you've had those discussions and you've documented, you know, what the challenges are. And what you may do if something was to arise in that specific area of that issue. And so it's really, again, it's all about the advanced planning. Creates trust amongst all stakeholders. You should think about other stakeholders, and not just internally, but other external stakeholders that you need to lean upon. They may have some issues, or they may have some questions or concerns about how you work together. You know, how will we work together if something happens? So it's worth bringing them in. They may see things on their side that you're not seeing on the inside. So it's good to have that third eye, and especially if they're a critical vendor or a critical stakeholder in some other area of the business, then it's worth bringing those stakeholders and those partners in. So I think creating that structure will really benefit you as an organization. It's not difficult to do, doesn't take up too much time, but it does take leadership. It will take the crisis coordinator or whoever you have leading your crisis team, as well as the alternate person. You know, it will take them to, on a quarterly basis, like I mentioned, to put an agenda together, bring the team together and spend an hour, or maybe it's a couple of hours initially, drafting out and discussing what some of the potential challenges are. And again, try and get that cross-functional team involved in the discussion. Try and get them all around the table or on the phone. That's really important, because if you're missing a big section of the organization, if you're missing supply chain, if you're missing another area of the business that's really important and they don't have a voice, then you may be missing something significant. So try and get representation around the table. That's really important. What else do I have here? So how often, I think I've mentioned how often they should be conducted, certainly quarterly to start off with. As you're conducting them, you can recap on previous identified risks, or there may be some reports from incidents that have happened. And so you can go through those as well and identify where potential gaps may come up in the future. You can obviously discuss new risks and potential mitigating measures during those meetings. And are they really understood? Do we know, you know, the details? If somebody's thinking about an issue that may come up, is there more detail within the organization that we may or may not know about? We may have measures in place to prevent that issue. We may not have measures in place to prevent that that threat to the business. So, you know, it's about finding out more information as well. So, during that, between meetings or between horizon scans on a quarterly basis, the team then goes away. They're given tasks to go away and find out more information. Obviously, you've got 3 months to come back and then, you know, present your findings. Yes, we are covered in these areas for these threats, but in these areas, we need some more resources, or we need to have some kind of plan in place to be prepared for these various threats. So lots of good stuff to come out of these types of meetings and conversations around horizon scanning. What else do I have here? I think that's really about it. I've covered kind of a high-level view on horizon scanning and how it can benefit you as an organization. I hope it's been beneficial to you. If you've got any questions or if you've got any comments, please add them to this podcast in the comments below. I hope you've enjoyed this one. We are on iTunes, so please rate us on iTunes and provide your feedback. If you're not part of our bi-monthly newsletter, if you go to preparedx.com, you can sign up for our newsletter there. But if you're already on that, then we appreciate your time and effort in following us. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. I hope you have a nice and safe day. Take care.